What did you think of some of the rules changes that took place today? Anything that's really going to change the game significantly from a fan's perspective?
Well, I think the replay rule changed, and we're excited about that. We restructured the way the rule was written, and we listed the plays that are not reviewable to try to help the coaches understand that, and they'll have a clearer perspective on the rule. And we added a review for some of the administrative things, a penalty enforcement, the spot of a foul. So I think that's going to help us correct some potential mistakes and make the game better.
So now it says which plays are not reviewable instead of which plays are reviewable?
Yeah, the rule will start with the list of plays that are not reviewable, and the way the rule has evolved, we started with a big list of things that were not reviewable, and then every year things were taken away and added to the list of reviewable plays. So it kind of flip-flops. So now we'll list the plays that are not reviewable first and then go into more detail. We have an instant replay casebook that goes into more detail on the reviewable plays.
Close. Challenging the ruling on the field that it was a forward pass.
I know that one other thing that the owners were voting on was about a video on the sideline. I think that got turned down. How did you feel about that?
Well, it doesn't affect us as much in officiating. I think that's a technology enhancement that the league was looking to do. I think that was tabled, and we'll just have to see where it goes. Right now, the coaches will still have the still shots on the tablets, and they'll still have their still prints, and we'll have to wait and see how long it takes before the video is added to that.
Okay, but the biggest things today from an officiating point, just the changes to review, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, thank you. We'll be right back.